is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. As you can see, it is time for the return of the FX series, The Strain. It is the new season, new premiere that aired Sunday last night. And me and Jesus of Dysfunctional.com are excited and stoked and happy that it returned. If you didn't know, we've been recapping this since the beginning. We're a fan of the show. We hate some of the people in it, but it's part of the deal. Jesus, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, it returned last night.
Yep.
And I know that you and I were kind of tweeting back and forth, and we almost kind of like watched it at the same time. It was kind of like, it's kind of romantic, you know?
Yeah, we kind of did watch it at the same time.
Yeah, you know, if we would, yeah, you know, too bad we couldn't have did the show right after last night, because you never texted me back. Thanks a lot.
I did it?
No, you didn't. Thanks a lot. Anyway, so let's talk about it. The episode was called New York Strong. I've got my notes here. Mm-hmm. I got the highlighted parts, some of my favorite parts, and then some of my questions for you and, of course, the Strain fans out there. Also, big shout-outs to the Strain addicts out there. Strain addicts, what's up? So let's jump into it. The episode kicked off with our what's his name?
The professor?
Yeah, there you go. The professor talking and giving the little intro mm-hmm. with everything. It looks like all it's out now. The cat's out the bag. The infect is everywhere. Military has stepped in and is helping out fight. The beginning of the episode starts off, I thought it was pretty badass. First of all, I want to say I love the new intro. The new intro was
yes.
Dope, right?
Yes, it definitely gives us a more like shocking feel when
yeah.
we see it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I was impressed with that. And then, of course, it kicks off in Chinatown. Bam! We got the military playing Call of Duty. Like, what'd you think of that first person stuff?
It was different. It was good.
Uh oh. You're not a fan of the first person element?
Not necessarily. I mean, I wanted to see more action and less of this empty space.
Really? You didn't think that was cool? Like they had like they go infrared and then they would shoot and all the splatter of the vamps would be all over the walls. You didn't think that was cool?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. I figured you would have been like, yeah, so badass. But yeah, my notes right here, Call of Duty. Yeah. I mean, it was obvious that they were trying to give us that feel because any opportunity they had, it turned first person, you know?
Yeah.
So we're dealing with that. Some of the big moments here. I definitely was a fan. Well, you know what? Let's not even get to the big moments yet. What was going through your mind during F?
I don't know how we've hated this character for so long and they want us to like him now.
I can't do it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that he's finally a scientist.
Right.
Like, it's finally like, oh, it's not working. We need to try something different. And it's like, you've been a scientist for now you're on the third season and now you're doing the scientific method.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. I just, maybe... I don't know about him. I just, I mean, his dream was kind of like, I was like, oh, yeah, we killed Zach. Woohoo! But it was a dream, and I knew it, too. I was like, damn it.
That's another thing. Is Zach the same person, or is it just me that sees him different as a different actor?
No. That's the same kid. That's the same actor.
Really?
Yeah.
He seemed different to me for some reason.
Yeah, no, to me, I think that, I believe it's the same dude playing, because, yeah, you're talking about when he was in the dream vamp, right?
Yeah,
you know that was the same kid.
Okay,
recognize that kid anywhere because he's got that same angry. He looked angry still.
He did, but I think if you were part of the infected, you'd be angry too.
Probably so. So it's obvious that F has gone straight to the bottle. He's drinking more, mm-hmm. which I don't know how that adds to the saving of the world. It seems like he's a bigger douchebag in this season than he has.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, he was like talking. I mean, like when the, what was her name? I don't know if she's like the governor or the mayor or whatever she is.
She was a senator, wasn't she?
I don't know what she, I know that she's somebody like big and I know that she helped him and his family. And like, he's a total douchebag to her.
Yeah, but I don't like her either.
I mean, yeah, I don't either. I mean, you know, I can feel that she's doing it just, I mean, for me, it just feels like she's just doing it for, like, politics, you know, like, to climb that ladder. Yeah. I know some people out there are like, she's trying to save her, the Bronx and New York. I get it, but I don't feel her, I don't feel her. Not at all.
I don't feel that she's genuine about any of this.
I agree. That's what I was looking for.
And even the way she treats Fett is kind of sad.
But you know what? I don't know. I think it was just like, it's like they're old, like an old married couple. Like, I don't think they respect, I didn't get the feel that they respected each other. You know?
True.
You know?
But come on, Fett deserves the respect. He's out there.
You know what, though? He was out there in season one and two, but in this, I don't know, man, in this first episode, like, the parking garage, like, that was a dope scene, like, the vamps attacking the house. But you know what? But he sucks at, like, he seems like he's worse at shooting a gun before. Like, you know, season one and two, he had the sword, and he's like, he's badass. And this one here.
Do you follow The Strain on Instagram?
No, I don't.
They tweeted out a nice cover for, I guess it's like a graphic novel, with Fett with a sword and a gun, and it was just awesome. And I'm like, why can't we see that on the show?
See, he had a sword though in season one and two though.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he I don't know. And maybe it's the alcohol. Maybe he's just kind of, I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like he just kind of felt like he's doing the whole trying to get the, you know, like the biological weapon, but then he's got the drinking. I mean, it seems like in this whole entire episode, everybody's a hot mess except Fett, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and he's the one that's still trying, and everybody is doing their own thing. I definitely didn't feel the camaraderie, the team that we had in season one and two.
Where they're not really together in almost any of the scenes.
I
Maybe
know.
Fett and the professor for a moment, but that's it.
I don't know what's going on with these people. I don't know what's going on. Let's see what else. Dude. Okay. I'm a little upset here on Gus. Dude, he's feeding his mom, his own blood.
I don't know if I'm for that or against that, but it was definitely not the Gus that I expected to see.
No, and I'm trying to figure out what's the time frame, because in the beginning, you know, he talks about how it's been 28 days since the plane landed, and maybe it has been a month. But it just seemed to me like season one, you know, season two, Gus was like in training mode. And in somewhere from there to now, at first I was like, dude, if Gus became an addict, I'm going to be pissed off. And then he's feeding his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm a little worried about Gus, because Gus was one of my, you know, remember we had our, you know, our three, Fett, Gus, and old school Zach. Not new school Zach. Old school, that was our trio right there.
Yeah, but it seems that there was some point where, I can't remember his name, the other vampire guy.
You're talking about Quinlan.
Yeah, Quinlan.
Mm-hmm.
Where Gus figured out that Quinlan's just in it to use the team. And that's why he left last season.
I know. I remember him getting pissed off.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
He was even madder when he saw his mom turned.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is. And then, you know, the only thing I got from Gus is like, don't worry, Mom, I'm going to get him from doing this to us. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm a little upset because Gus is one of my favorites, and I need him to regroup, because I do not like seeing him like this at all.
Yeah.
Because he's a total badass and needs to get it, get in there. And speaking of badasses, Quinlan, which I put in my Good Shows review that Quinlan is so badass, He's so badass, he didn't have to even do anything in this episode, and I still thought he was badass.
Yeah, he just walks around with this type of just feel to him.
Dude, when he was talking crap to the ancient ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. So
yeah, that line, I don't care who's talking for them as long as they're listening, was just an incredible line.
Quinlan is a total badass. It's obvious that he wants to, like, just jump in and start whooping everybody's ass, but Zetrekian?
Zetrekian, yeah.
I can't ever say his name right. He definitely doesn't want to jump in. I guess since last season they had missed opportunities for the Master. So he really wants to – I don't – man, how long do you think it's going to take for Zetrekian to read this book, The Lumen?
I don't know. Maybe, like, next – 4 episodes.
I mean, didn't he? Because he did say that he's been doing it for like. Didn't Fett say he was doing it for like 2 days already?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's been reading. He's on this book and for 2 days now, but he's going to have to get out of there. Like, he's going to have – I don't know. I just feel like the team is like their priorities aren't straight right now. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and now, you know, F and his wife talking that they need the Lumen. Is that going to cause trouble for Zetrekian or the professor and Quinlan?
You know what? Because it's obvious now at the end with the with my little spider vamps and mama vamp come in there. Do you think F's going to be like, I need the book for my son?
I don't think he would tell them.
So you think he's just going to straight up steal it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Because that's the idiot that he is.
He is. He is. And especially on the bottle.
Yeah.
He's going to drink some more and be like, psht, I got to get this book. I don't think he's going to fight anybody. I think you're right. I think he's going to sneak in like a ninja and take it because it's obvious that he wants his son. Now, I took it at the end with Mama Vamp. I mean, it's obvious that the master is saying, well, kind of lie. We don't know if he's telling her the truth or whatever, but trade Zach for the Lumen. But see, I don't know, man, because Mama Vamp even said, she was like, Zach, you know, the master said that you and I could be together.
Yeah.
So I think it's a trap. I think it's a trick.
I do too, because I don't believe that she's ever out of his control.
No, yeah. I don't think so either. I think the book's going to come and all hell's going to break loose and they're going to wind up keeping Zach or bite Zach. Do you think Zach will get bitten this season?
I hope so. I mean, that would completely destroy F and maybe knock some sense into him.
Yeah, I need crazy F, man, because I don't know what F is steal. And it's got to be the liquor. I don't know what it is.
But. Yeah, because even, like, it's the daylight. You see cars in the street, yet he goes into a dark garage to steal gas.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, that was dumb. Even the Navy SEALs. Why were they using freaking live round and not silencers? I figured they would be like, you know, like, but these guys are just like, don't make any noise. And then they're just blasting people.
Yeah.
Those guys deserve to die. I thought it was awesome. The master, when he ripped that dude in half.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
But what did you think of Fett being like a commander?
I thought it was cool, but you know what? I wanted Fett in there to fight because Fett is badass.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was going to be real with you, Jesus. I don't want him in there because what happens if he gets bit? So it's like, you know, I want to see him whoop ass, which he does with the, you know, when he goes in there and starts shooting people and saves some of the SEALs. But, you know, I was like, you know, this is, I wanted him out of there because I just didn't want, you know, him getting bit. I was worried. I was worried that something's going to happen this first episode, you know, and when I saw Gus, I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because Gus is supposed to be one of the strong ones.
Yeah, when Fett goes in and saves the Navy SEALs, it just showed just how, like, into this he is. These Navy SEALs are, you know, professionally trained killers, and they didn't stand a chance against the infected.
And he warned them. He warned them. I mean, you knew. I mean, watching it, you knew that this was a setup. Like you idiots, you're walking right into a trap. All cock diesel. They thought they were going to be able to take on the master or Dr. Evil. That's what we call him. And it didn't turn out right. So, I mean, you know, I thought it was a dope premiere. You know, I was satisfied. We got a little taste of everybody.
I was happy with everything except for the fact that they want us to like F now.
See, I didn't get they wanted to. I didn't get that at all watching it.
I mean, almost everything that he's in, they want you to feel sorry for him.
Oh, see, like, I didn't.
He lost everything.
I didn't. You know what? I guess my hate for him so much is that I didn't even. You know, I was like, you're an idiot, still an idiot.
Yeah.
And to me, he just went down even more because even in season two, he was a badass. You know, I was like, okay, you know what? At least F knows how to handle the situation. Mm-hmm. And then seeing him in this situation, it was like, dude, you're going backward. It's like everybody took 10 steps back except Fett. Hey, where's Miss Internet chick? Whatever happened to her?
She left with – no, wait. They didn't get to leave. They were trapped.
Oh, that's right. So she went with her girlfriend, right?
Yeah, we didn't get to see exactly what happened with them.
That's right. Yeah, I was wondering wherever she was at the whole time. I was like, is she going to pop up somewhere?
Maybe later on in the season?
Probably so. Probably so. I mean, she's a big part of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like I said, I thought it was a great great start. I'm excited. For the, I mean, did you see the previews for what the season on the screen?
No.
Oh, dude, it's going to be insane. Like, there's so much crap going on. Oh, yeah, it's going to be crazy. I think it's this. I think by the look of this this trailer snippet preview of the season, it's probably the most violent, action packed season of the three. That's what I think.
That sounds cool.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be dope. Shout outs to Agent Brandit from Good Shows. When I put my review up there on Good Shows, if you're if you haven't got on there, people, iPhone or Android, type in Good Shows and download it. It's free. But I put my review in there, and Agent Brandit put, "I can't wait to see it." And then I said, "It's going to be a crazy season." Then she put, "What crazier than usual?" And then she put EmojiCon, wink face, cry, laughter face.
Interesting.
So she's a big fan of the show. So, but other than that, I think I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we hit all the good parts.
Yeah, it was dope. It was action packed. The vamps, I was happy with the vamps. You know, it's obvious that, you know, the streets have become, you know, barter, you know, you trade this for that. It's obvious that the military has made it very clear that, well, they haven't made an announcement, though, but New York is bottom on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, I guess, you know, the people there are going to have to fight their asses off. So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, all right, scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
I'm giving it a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
Do I agree with you? Is it an 8? Was it really, really good? But is it almost a 10? Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. 9. Both of us give it 9. So
yeah, it needed something extra to make it impactful.
It needed a cherry on top. It didn't get the cherry on top, but it was a good. It was a good start. I'm excited for the season. I'm excited. I'm glad it's back finally. For everybody else, don't forget you can find our past recap shows. All you got to do is go to iTunes. We're on iTunes now. All you got to do is type in Talking the Strain, and you can find me and Jesus' recaps there. Plus, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and they're there as well, just in case you don't have iTunes. If you want to check out our blogs, Jesus has a blog called dysfunctional.com, and you can follow him on all his little social media outlets. Where can people find you at?
At Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on the Good Shows and Snapchat.
Sweet. For me, y'all, my blog is iWatchMike.com. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iWatchMike on Facebook, and of course, Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. Jump on it and get on there. And like I said, get on iTunes, Talking the Strain. That is us. And I think that is it. We'll be back next week. Don't forget, Strain airs Sunday nights on FX, and we'll be back next Monday to talk about the next episode of The Strain.
Battle has begun, and evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight, all of us, fight to save our civilization, fight or die. The Strain.